Welcome to the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast. I'm your host, Nadine Mullings. I'm an author, speaker, and marketing mentor. I believe in the importance of women of faith in business stepping up and shining in their lane so they can have the impact, influence, and income they were born to make. Join me to hear the stories of powerful women of faith who are using their purpose-driven businesses to make a difference in the world. Hello, and welcome to this episode of the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast. Excited to have my guest with me today, Kim Springer. Kim, who is affectionately known as a vision coach, Kim, is a life and business mindset coach for Christian women in business. Her mission is to see others manifest their visions and create greater levels of success by using the two most powerful tools they already possess, and that is their thoughts and belief. Teaching the same strategies that she herself used to go from literally nothing, in fact, homelessness, to creating a seven-figure brand, Kim has helped women renew their minds and create a life they love waking up to. Kim is also a wife and a mother of five, currently residing in Brooklyn, New York. Welcome to the show, Kim.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Nadine. I am so, so honored to be here. Thanks again.
Yeah, and I'm so excited to have you here on the podcast. I have worked with, full disclosure, I have worked with Kim and she has helped me tremendously. So I was super excited to be able to interview her and talk to her about her journey and what her business journey and faith journey has looked like. So thank you so much for agreeing to be on the podcast. And I know I read your bio, but I always like to ask, is there any additional information that you'd love to share with the audience that may not have been covered in the bio that I read?
Oh, I like to keep it simple. So that covered it all. I just love brains. Bring me all the brains. So thoughts and beliefs, those are my jam. And so, yeah, that bio said it all. Thanks again.
Awesome. Awesome. So we all know that business is not easy, right? It's kind of a rough road. And every single episode, I always use the word roller coaster because that is the perfect analogy of what this journey is. It's a roller coaster. It's full of ups, it's full of downs, but everyone's business journey is slightly different. You know, how people become entrepreneurs and business owners and what it looked like for them is different. So I love for people to share, you know, what their business journey actually looked like and what made them actually decide to start their own business. So I'd love for you to share your journey with the audience, Kim. What was your business journey like, or has your business journey been like? And why did you even decide to start a business?
Oh man, such a wonderful question. And you're correct. It's a roller coaster. It's like trying to give a straight answer to a roller coaster kind of experience is something else. But I will say this, that I'm a vision coach, and I actually created that title for myself decades before I knew what it was. And so we're talking like the early 2000s, even before that, I read a book by Lori Beth Jones, and that book was called The Path. And she talked about how you could create personal mission and vision statements for your life. Now, I was familiar with that for businesses, right? For corporations, right? Working in a corporation and working in a corporate office for marketing and public relations and management services. So familiar with that. And so intrigued with that concept she taught. And she's a woman of faith. And so I'd never saw that where a woman of faith and business were together. And so she's very unashamed about it. Just like, it's supposed to go together, like peanut butter and jelly, faith, business. I was like, oh, right. Which actually led to me now, like I have like no issues with them being separate. Like they should be together. But I look back at her and just really thank her for that foundation. So she planted the seed. Right. She planted the seed. I didn't know that that would be my path. I was just intrigued by it. And I was just like, wow, vision. I love vision. So I was like, you know, felt called to ministry and helping women. So I just thought that would be something that I would just be doing as far as my service, right, to community and things like that, and in church. And so I actually just started consuming all of her stuff, all of her books, that led to me looking into her coaching certification program, that looked that eventually led to me going out to Arizona, right, to take part of the training. And I remember I was still working at the hospital. I came back from that weekend of training. They were like, okay, Kim, coach us. You're our life coach now. I was like, yeah, no, I'm not. I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing yet. And so let's see, that was the early 2000s. And so I did not really step out and start doing that. Well, my intention was in 2013, right? And so we're talking like almost a decade later. 2013 was my intention. And so I'm going on 40, having another daughter after, you know, have sons who are teenagers about to graduate. So like a 15-year break in kids. And when I was pregnant, at the end of that pregnancy, I was like, yeah, I just didn't see myself going back to work. I was just like, I just felt it's time. It's just time for me to show up and be this vision coach. I didn't even know what it looked like at the time. I said, you know what? I'm going to be a vision coach. And so I just like made a decision on the spot. I'm going to be a vision coach. I'm not going back to work anymore. I think working 40 years of my life, well, not all, almost 40, but I was working in high school. I was like, I'm done. And so I made that decision, not knowing what it would look like, but I said, this is who I am. And the journey that came from that was different than what I thought. The Lord had a different path in mind for me. And so I thought I was going to start coaching, but he actually took me the route of business, of e-commerce. And so I was able to build up some business acumen. I was able to learn and create a really good foundation in business and marketing and sales. And so I started that in 2014, because like the first year, 2013, I fumbled around to see what I was going to do. And so in end of 2013, I made my first investment into a mentor, a business mentor, launched a business in the next 3 months, took that business to 7 figures in 3.5 years, right? So that was my journey. And even though I'm making it like straight shot, it wasn't straight shot, right? There was like, you know, and I know this is audio, my hands are going up and down, right? And so was able to do that. And then as I was enjoying that life, I was enjoying it, enjoying those results, enjoying, because really with e-commerce, right, I was incognito, I was behind the scenes, right? I really wasn't the face of the brand. Every now and then, peekaboo, this is me, CEO, but I loved it, right? I was able to just live this laptop lifestyle they talk about. And then God was like, okay, it's time. And I was like, no, I love this, right? I did not want to leave that. And so I tell this story, really, I was in disobedience because it was almost like he had to pry the business from my hands, you know, and I had an opportunity to sell it for over 6 figures, that brand. But then when I finally said yes, that opportunity is no longer on the table. So, right, there's really the fruit of my disobedience there. But when I finally said yes, it was like, I just took off. It was like a bolt of lightning, like I'm coaching. Let's go. Coaching people. Come on, let's go. I don't know, still don't know what I'm doing yet. I'm like, I'm coaching. I got to. The mandate, the assignment was so strong, like so strong. And so I had signed my first client, made my first 5 figures in 2 weeks of launching, right? I just like, it was just time, right? It was over time. And so that started my coaching journey early 2016. And now we're here 2021, and it's just phenomenal. So that's a little bit of my story. I don't want to take up much time, but you know, it's the roller coaster. Like you said, we could keep talking and talking. And so I started off business coaching, and now I am mindset, and with a little bit of flavor of business still in there, but mostly mindset.
Yeah, I love so many parts of your journey. And I definitely disagree with you don't know what you're doing, because you definitely do, because I'm getting results from your coaching. So I'll start off by saying that. So it's definitely working. But so many good things and points that I want to bring out about your journey. The first being your personal mission and vision statement. I love how that was the first thing that really stood out for you on this journey, was you didn't realize, you know, coming from a corporate background, we've all seen those postings on the wall a lot lot of times when you go in a corporation that says, this is our mission statement or this is our vision statement, but we don't realize the importance of really getting clear on that for ourselves personally. Mm-hmm. And that really hit you and made an impact on you. And I love that you shared that because that's one of the things that I help my clients with, mission statements, vision statements too. Mm-hmm. So you're just talking about the importance of that, which is so true. And then the other thing about your journey that really stood out is the seeds that God plants in our lives through people, right? So that particular coach that you ended up connecting with and going off to Arizona for training was really a seed in your life, you know, to get you on this path and this destination. So, you know, just thinking about the people that have crossed our paths that are potentially seeds that God is placing in our path for our journey and to encourage us and to motivate us and to get us on that journey with him. So I love that was a seed. Then you talked about significant shifts. So we also have significant shifts in our life. One of the first significant shifts was when you had your daughter and you made a decision. That's another key point. The importance of making a decision that you didn't want to go back to a regular job. So what did not going back to a regular job have to look like for you since you've made that decision that was important and significant shift, right? And the second significant shift that you mentioned was shifting from the e-commerce business to the business coaching and being slightly disobedient. And then I did notice you using the word fruit of disobedience. You know, a lot of times when we talk about fruit, it's a positive thing, but you actually brought out the fact in your journey that this fruit was a fruit of disobedience, which was a disappointment of potentially being able to sell your business for six figure. And that opportunity was swiped away from you because of that disobedience. So that was the fruit of your disobedience. So many good nuggets just from your business journey that we can take away and learn from. And that's why I love people sharing their business journey and what it took to now be this vision coach that you spoke about decades before and not realizing what that was even going to look like. So that's another piece of nugget right there. So many good things just in your journey alone. So with that said, one of the key things about the Women Faith Plus Business podcast is talking about your faith on your business platform. And I loved in your story that you talked about that one particular lady that was a seed in your life that made it, normalized it, right? Yes. Made it like, this is how it's supposed to be. And, you know, that's like showing the importance of shining in your lane, how that inspires other people and the ripple effect that that can cause. But I'd love for you to share, you know, what was your decision or what did it look like in deciding to be open about your faith on your business platform? How did you navigate that?
Yeah, such a good question. As I said, like, I didn't know that there was a separation, right? She also is the author of a book called Jesus CEO. And so, right, that was my introduction to business and faith before even becoming an entrepreneur, right? So it just really cemented for me that God is in every area, right, of our lives. And so not until I came into the entrepreneurial space did I see that that was even a conversation that people were having, like where they were concerned about if they should share their faith in their business. And I was like, oh, wow, I didn't even know that was, you know, I was just like, okay, I can see. Wow. Right. Like when you're just having this thinking that, no, God is my life, right? Of course, he's going to come through in what I do. And so it's people know me, right? They know that I'm open about my faith. But when people were introduced to my business, they were actually a little bit shocked, right? They were like, oh, so I guess they had this ideal that it was going to be like, you know, Christian this or Christian that, like the name was, right? And it wasn't. It was just like a normal household type of name, right? And so they were like, oh, I thought it'd be this. I'm like, well, what's the difference, right? I named it what I wanted to name it. It's still a brand that represents the kingdom, right? And so because I saw no separation, it also was an integration. Right. It was just seamless. It's just who I was. It's just how I show up. It had my personality. It had the way he created me. Right. I'm fun and I love to celebrate and, you know, I love to honor people and it has that. And of course, the very essence of it was him. right? It was love. It was healing, right? I would hear so many stories of people saying, wow, this product here, I gave it to my pastor's wife, or I gave it to so-and-so, and they're having radiation treatments, and they take it with them to their appointments, and just how the products themselves were actually imparting healing to them. And so I think integration was really natural, right? It was just natural that it would be integrated. Also to giving him the business, right? Him being my CEO, us working together on this. And I think that was super huge, because as you talked about business having those ups and downs, right? Yeah, there was a lot of things. It was just like, whoa, this is the biggest personal development course ever, having a business, right? It really will make you. And so there were things that I experienced that really, I could not have gotten through them without the Lord. And so if I am going to go to him for my business when things are tough, right? When people are ripping you off and, you know, creating six figures off of your intellectual property and your sales are dwindling, and you're like, I need to walk in love here. Oh, I see. I need to also do the legal stuff, but I also need to have my heart right here, right? So doing that work. So being able to go to the Father when I needed him in business, not just for those moments, but for also to, for the development, for the decisions, for the shifts, because we're in partnership together. So for me, it was really seamless. It was like, this is who I am. And of course, I will build this business with him, right? Because I want him to establish it. I want his hand of favor upon it. So I saw no separation here, right? And I think other people's thoughts about that is what they should be. They should be other people's thoughts, right? They are entitled to have their thoughts if they think or don't think you should have God in your business or be so vocal about it. They're entitled to that. But as for me, right? What does the scripture say? As for me in my house. But as for me, like, there was absolutely no way that I could separate him from what I was doing. So I do think that it's a personal decision, right, that people should navigate for themselves and allow people to have their thoughts, right? And you be obedient to what God is calling you to do, because the way I integrate faith into my business will look different from how God is calling someone else to do it, right? I know that there are apostles that are very covert, right? And that's the plan that God has for them in that season, to be covert. And then there'll be a season where they're not, where they're overt. So listening to God and sensing him, and not it being like you have to do it this way, right? And so, yeah, that's what I have to say about that. I have a lot of thoughts.
No, so many good things, so many good things. I think the first thing that stood out was separation and integration, right? There's no separation with integration, right? So it's important to integrate that, and really just being the essence of who you are, meaning that even though the name in your e-commerce business didn't say Christian or whatever, it's who you are. So it's going to show up in the way that you present yourself in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. So that's important for us to recognize and realize that is the essence of who you are. And I love that word essence, showing up, right? Showing up in what you do. It doesn't have to be overt, like you said, with the name blinking Christian all over it. It's just who you are. So it's going to show up in the marketplace, and the integration is just natural. And the season, right? Paying attention to the season, and it's not going to look the same for everyone. There will be seasons where you need to be bold and out there and sharing scripture and doing whatever you may need to be doing. But then there may be seasons where God is telling you to be more quiet and more subtle. Yeah. So really being in partnership with God to realize what season you're in and how he desires for you to operate in that season. So many key things that you mentioned about why you chose to be open about your faith on your business platform and how it's different for everyone. So we kind of alluded to this already. Business has its ups and downs, right? There are moments where we're celebrating and thinking about all our success and we're on the mountaintop and we're so happy to be an entrepreneur and business owner. Then there's a downside where we're struggling, it's a challenge, we're depressed, and we're like, why am I an entrepreneur and a business owner, right? That's a part of journey. But I'd love for you to share, you know, tell us about a particular time that comes to your mind that is an up in your business and how God played a role in that up time in your business. And of course, you want to hear the other side of the coin with the downtime in your business and how God assisted during that downtime.
Good questions. And so many ups, but I'll have to say it was really that time where it was almost like he presented me, right, to the world. Like, this is my daughter. Look at her. Look what she's doing. Pay attention to her, right? And so just because, like I said at the beginning, working at e-commerce was incognito for me. I loved it. I was behind the scenes to do my thing, right? That lifestyle. And there was a point where he says, okay, I'm about to introduce you to the world, right? And so when that happened, I had my supplier that was doing the products, I had an account rep, and they were being featured in like Bloomberg Business and Business Insider. And so my account rep came to me. He was like, you know, because he knows the behind the scenes, right, of my numbers. He was like, would you be open, right, to being in the media and being interviewed and things like that? He said, I would love to share your story. And so he approached me and I was like, oh, of course. I was like, okay, right. And so not really knowing what was going on. And so so I was able to get a feature of Bloomberg Business, Yahoo Finance, Business Insider, right? And so I really look at how God himself opened that door, right? Like, because the company is this huge, right? They just, yeah. And that me got chosen. I was like, you guys want my story? And they were like, we're just really curious how you were able to do that, like in the time frame you did with what you were working with, right? And so the fruit, there's that word again, right? Of me just really having my head down, right? Just really focused on what I was doing, it allowed that recognition to come. And so from that, people just started reaching out, right? Just everywhere. Like, we heard your story, and you know, this is where the opportunities for coaching even came from. And so I recognized that was God, because people even came to me and say, how did you even get in Bloomberg Business? How'd you do that? How'd you do that? And honestly, I'm like, right, that was the Lord's doing, right? That was him. As for some people seek the media, right? And nothing's wrong with that. I'm just saying that, you know, that's a, you know, strategy people use to use media, third party mentions. And so I wasn't seeking it, right? The Father provided that for me, and I see why, right? And so I will celebrate that as an up. There were so many, but I think opening that door was like him presenting me to the world, and really just opening up that door for coaching as well, really came from that, right? I've always had clients come to me. And so a down, so you're talking about a down. So I will say it was when I was learning to scale the business. And so going from the six figure to the seven figures, and actually there is, they really don't talk about it a lot, but there's a really mental, I'll call it a mental war that happens when you're up-leveling your identity, right? If you are not aware of it, but when you're going from like the six-figure level to the seven-figure level, what they don't tell you, right, is that it takes a different mindset. What got you to six figures is not going to get you to seven figures, right? And so there's actually a new identity that you have to step into at those levels, right? And if you're not prepared, it's just going to magnify what's there already, right? Like, it's not going to change you, but what's there is going to get magnified. The money's just going to magnify it. And so that's when a lot of my mindset issues had came up to the surface, right? How I saw myself. And so, because what ended up happening is I started making the results or the lack of results about me, right? I began to internalize it, right? And as we've been discussing, hey, we're just saying like it's a normal thing, up and downs, roller coasters, up and down, right? But like I said, it just magnifies what is there. And so as I was scaling, that's when I really had the revelation about renewing the mind and that work that I'm so passionate about doing today, right? If you don't have that, because it creates your results, right? And so he saw me through that to the other side, right? I say that I was actually in a pit. I was in a pit of thoughts as I was doing that work. And he allowed me to have that season, right? He allowed me to have that season. So I am so grateful and thankful because of it, I'm here I am now. And I am so in love with the assignment that he's given me to do. And so those were a couple ups and downs.
Yeah.
That the Father has been there for me.
I love how your up included open doors that you did not seek, right? There's so much that we do as entrepreneurs and business owners that includes seeking, trying to get, going after. So those things that just naturally come to you, and those are God-given opportunities that open doors for you, you just have to give him all the honor and the glory and the thanks for those open door opportunities that are so impactful in your business. So I love that that high point included, you know, the open doors that the open doors and opportunities that God gave you in your business. And then the downside, what's funny to me is your struggle or challenge was moving from six to seven figures, right? It's like people are struggling to get to the six figures and you're talking about a struggle, my mindset from six to seven, but it is still a mindset. It is a battle, regardless of if the battle is between getting to six to seven figures or the battle is getting to $50,000 in your business. You know, a lot of times the downside or the struggle a lot of people have mentioned this on this season of the podcast has been around money, right? Has been around finances, not having the funds in their account and questioning, you know, their ability, questioning, you know, the assignment, questioning a lot of things. So regardless of whether the financial outlook is going from zero to 50,000 or going from six to seven, it's still a spiritual warfare or a mindset struggle that we all go through. And it is a challenge and a struggle. It really is. Yeah. So appreciating and knowing that, you know, God can help you through those moments and to really connect with him will help you get through those moments so you can up level and be comfortable with up leveling in your business, whatever that looks like for you, for sure. I love that. Business definitely has its ups and downs, but you can discover three powerful ways to attract the people you are called to serve in the marketplace so you can make the impact, influence, and income you were born to make. Be sure to text POWERFUL to 404-982-4736. That was POWERFUL to 404-982-4736. So everyone's faith journey is also different, how they become a believer in Jesus Christ and what their faith journey looked like. So I'd love for you to share with the audience, you know, what has your faith journey been like? You know, how did you become a believer in Jesus Christ?
Yeah. And so started right fresh out of high school. And so my high school year, just graduated right during that time. That was the time he called me in. He's like, come on, girl, you're mine. And so actually just recently, I began to look back over my life and see how he had already started separating me. Right. There were just things I just noticed about my life that his hand was on me. But when I graduated high school, and so the person I was dating at that time, they were in church and lived in the church. Right. And so I went, and just my story is not like dramatic. I walked to the altar. I said yes. And that was it. Right. They put me down in the pool and they almost could not get me back up in the pool, get me up out of the water. And so my baptism, I will say, it was like just an experience, right? I think we had church for hours after that. Like I literally could not get out of the water. And so just on fire for God, just, he just was my life. Like just simply walked to the altar and I have not looked back. I've been so madly in love with him that I'm his beloved and he's mine. And so that has been now about what, 30 plus years. And so just, it's not, it's spectacular. It's just, I'm just your regular schmegular, I would say, just church girl, right? And so have been through a few different churches, have served in church, just, you know, that's been my life. He's been my life. And so wherever I could say yes to what he has for me, it's like, of course, right? Besides that time I was disobedient for like 6 months. shifting the business. Other than that, because I was like, what? This is the life, God. No. And so, yeah, that really has been my story. I've been so madly in love with him for 30 plus years now. And now in my business, he has opened the door for me to build a community unlike I've ever seen before. And so it's just phenomenal what he's done just now in 2021. And so what that looks like, I still don't know, but I show up every day and I say yes.
Yes, I love that. Show up every day and say yes. And I love how your particular journey was like, okay, you made the decision, you got baptized, and you've been in love. And it seems like it's been pretty smooth. A lot of people talk about their disobedience season and, you know, leaving the church, being in the world for a minute and coming back. Nope. But it's so important to discover the journey looks different for everyone, you know, including a pretty smooth journey in your case for the most part. Once, once you decided you're in this committed relationship and the love that you have for Jesus Christ is in your life and has been for over 30 plus years. That's an awesome and amazing and great faith journey to be on. So I love that. So one of the signature questions that I always ask every single guest that comes on the show is, how would you define the power of faith?
How would I describe the power of faith? Well, it is spiritual, right? It operates above, beyond what we can see, right? And so I teach on the three realms. There's the first, second, and third realms. And so this first realm is where we interact with our bodies, right? The earth, the natural. The second realm is going to be our soul, that invisible realm that we interact with the spiritual laws. And then that third realm is by the Spirit, right? It's by kingdom. It's the covenant of God. And so faith is the currency of that realm, right? So it's beyond the body, what you can feel. It's beyond the soul, right? Your mind, your will, your emotions, right? It is the word of God. It's eternal, who he is, his divine power, his attributes. It is that knowing of that realm, that all things are possible. And so it's the currency of that realm where all things are possible with God, right? You just have faith and it's not dependent on anything but what God has said. And he says, have I not spoken? Will I not make it good and fulfill it? And when you have belief in that, you don't need any external evidence. You don't need to see it on the first realm. You don't need to feel it on the second realm. You just know it. That's faith. Like if God has said it, it's eternal. He does not change. He does not lie. That to me is the power of faith.
Love it. Love it. Love it. See how she just broke it down, guys. Three realms. We talk about the body, what we see in the physical realm. And then we talk about the soul, you know, that being a whole nother dimension or another realm. And then the spirit realm and how the spirit realm is really where you see the power of faith. Yes. So that is awesome and amazing and great. So I love that. So the other signature question that I always ask on every episode with a guest is, how would you define the power of business?
The power of business, transform lives, transform communities, right? Like when you are, we're in the business of problem solving, right? When you're in the business of problem solving, that's what you're doing. You're transforming a life. If it's just a sock, right? If you're selling socks, if you're selling information, if you're selling coaching, if you're selling marketing, right? We're in the business of transforming, right? And there is a value exchange, right? And so we're here to take this world that the Father's given to us and make something more of it. And the power of business is that we're able to do that, create a healthy economy, establish His covenant by creating wealth, creating legacy, and businesses make that possible.
Yes, definitely. The power of transforming lives and communities through transactions mm-hmm. that we do in the marketplace. Awesome, awesome stuff. So Kim, thank you so much. This has been an amazing conversation. Lots of golden nuggets and faith nuggets, as I like to call them, that you dropped throughout the conversation. If somebody would like to learn a little bit more about you and the work that you do in the world, what would be the best way for them to connect with you?
Yeah, well, you can hit me up on the social webs, the social media places. I'm Vision Coach Kim. So at Vision Coach Kim, you'll find me on all the platforms or visioncoachkim.com. I would love to connect.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Kim.
Thank you, Nadine. I love you. Thank you for this opportunity.
You are so welcome. Thank you for listening to the Women Faith Plus Business podcast. I hope this episode has not just given you information you can use, but was insightful and inspirational. Wherever you are listening, be sure to subscribe to get the next episode or go to womenfaithandbusiness.com to join our email list. Plus, if you would like to discover 3 powerful ways to attract the people you are called to serve in the marketplace so you can make the impact, influence, and income you were born to make, be sure to text POWERFUL to 404-982-4736. That's 404-982-4736.